You are listening to Affirmations for Living with Edvige, where each week you're invited to join in our upbeat discussion as we look deeper into spiritually based principles that can change your life. We know that change can open doorways to new beginnings, and we are dedicated to helping you make the changes needed to improve your life. And now, here is your host, Reverend Dr. Edvige. Hello, everyone, and welcome in once again. Yes, I am your host, Dr. Edvige, and it is a delight to be here with you, to share with you amazing people from all around the world. So, you know, my goal is for all of us to advance on the path of light. As you may know, I am a transformational light life coach and mentor. And Affirmations for Living, my website, one of my sites, is about finding a better way of living. It's about discovering who you truly are. And so I would invite you to go to Dr. Edvige or affirmationsforliving.net or my other site, Light Body Mentor, so that you can truly find the tools to help inspire, uplift, and to guide you. My guest today is a good friend. He is an internationally acclaimed intuitive, a healer, a seminar leader. He has traveled around the world and back again to heal people of incurable diseases, or what would appear to be incurable diseases. And he's facilitated healing for international dignitaries, physicians, celebrities, and people just like you and just like me. And let me bring him on, because that's a mouthful. So hello, Gregory. How are you?
Oh, hi, Edvige. You know, just when I think I know just about everything, along comes Edvige.
To put a wrench in things, don't we?
That's for sure. We've been able to share such amazing information.
Yeah. Life is good. Life is good. And life brings you the people when you're ready for them. And regardless of where your path is, know that you're in the right place at the right time. And as additional information or guidance or upliftment is needed to let you know you're not on your path alone, it shows up when you believe.
Ah, that's so true. I mean, I think of how long we've known each other. We live on opposite sides of the United States, and we see each other at the most appropriate and auspicious times. It's been delightful.
Just, yes, absolutely.
The world just starts moving faster.
Yeah, it's that high frequency thing. It tends to do that, right?
Well, it's all around us. You know, we're definitely leaving the Piscean age, moving into the age of Aquarius. You know, the Piscean age was all about sacrifice and emotions, and now we're moving into the mind and knowledge. And boy, the information, it is knowledge. That's what counts now.
Absolutely. So, Gregory, you know, I know a little bit about you, but my audience doesn't. So could you please give us a little background on yourself?
Sure. I actually got started as a carpenter. I was pretty lucky because I just absolutely loved playing with wood. And it was just delightful that people paid me for that. And I was even more lucky because I got some training from a person who learned his skill. His name was Morris Eskenazi, in a concentration camp where his perfection, his life depended on that perfection. And that's what he gave to me, was that level of excellence and perfection, which helped me later now to become the kind of healer and intuitive that I am. It's like we just don't accept things unless we absolutely know that it is in its most perfect state, whatever it is. Now, that led me to building homes. I was a custom home builder. I built some very large, beautiful homes. I went from a carpenter to a builder. And during that time, I was kind of riding very high. I actually built a house that was 19,000 square feet in Colorado. As you mentioned, I built homes for a lot of very wealthy people. And I actually devised a system to build a home in 90 days, a beautiful custom home. Now, all of these things were great, and I felt like I could do anything and everything in the world. And then kind of the world just turned upside down. My wife was diagnosed with a brain tumor. and they had told me that she would have about 2 weeks to live. That was the average time after the operation. She actually went on to live about 11 more years, but they were quite difficult. And at that same time, the market crashed, and I had homes on the market for sale, and I couldn't sell them. Seems like everything I did turned to dust. And I went into a pretty deep depression. My wife, as I say, went 11 more years, but 2 years into that, this different person from this operation and from this illness, well, I was out seeking methods to find ways to heal because allopathic medicine wasn't getting it. The chemotherapy wasn't working. She actually opted out of it about 2 years into it, and actually opted out of our marriage as well. And for a lot of good reasons. So one was I was a workaholic. I know that was my part in the issue, but mostly because she was ill and making decisions from that illness. So I was even more determined. And that took me all around the world. I went to places like India and Taiwan. I went to Singapore. I went to the Philippines, all to find different ways to heal. I even became a certified firewalker, aromatherapy, spiritual human yoga. I mean, anything that I could find to try to help her heal. In the face of that, people were starting to come from all around the world to have sessions with me. And even that, she still wouldn't see me as anything. Well, I had turned into the Antichrist because I went to these gurus in India. And it was a very difficult time for me. But during that time was the most brilliant time, with the perfection that I had learned from my carpentry days, that helped me to become very proficient in what a lot of people call divine healing or laying out of hands, simply being able to stand in front of a person and address the cause. So that's, I don't know, that's a lot right there, I guess.
Mm-hmm. So now let me ask you this. Do you believe, knowing where you are now, do you believe that that was already within you, or do you think you learned those things? Because why I'm asking this. A lot of people take classes and courses, and then they go out and they say they're a healer. But to me, it yes. sounds like this was something that was already deep within you, and taking these courses or traveling the world just honed in that natural gift. What do you think about that?
I think it's actually a combination of both, because we do know it. I think everybody has this ability. Everybody has this quality. That's what I'm the best at, is bringing that out in people so that they can heal themselves. I never actually really heal anybody. I open the door for them to heal. And that has a lot to do with knowledge. But I'll tell you how that came about. I mean, when I went into that depression, I went into a program called LifeSpring at the time, and since now it's there's a lot of other programs out there, which led me to Alexander Everett, who I found out developed a number of these programs for that were all around the country. And just the night before I went to see him, I had a dream that I ran into him in the hallway, you know, smacked right into him. And so I thought, well, I'll get there really early and it won't happen. And so I got there really early, sat in the front row, because that's kind of where the energy is, and I like to be right up front there. And I was sitting there, and I thought, oh, gee, I've got to now go to the men's room. So I went, and then I realized I was late. I came running around the hall, and I smacked right into him. I came around the corner.
Don't you love it?
Oh, it's just, you can't get away from it, you know. And he grabbed both of my hands and looked at me. It's the first time I ever met him. I'd never even seen him before. So I didn't even know it was him at first. He grabbed both my hands and looked down at me and said, young man, you need to stop whatever it is that you're doing and get on with your natural healing talent. And at the time, I thought he was kind of crazy, to tell you the truth. Mm. I knew that I was seeking the knowledge, but I wasn't aware of this natural talent. And it's through the knowledge that we find that natural talent. Now, some people are fortunate enough, they don't let society, you know, shut them down, and they use that talent all the time. They're just naturally there, and nothing stops them. But me, I was trained as a builder and as an oil redneck contractor, and, you know, all of these things, and men weren't supposed to have feelings, and we're supposed to be strong and provide, and it took us out of who we are.
Mm. Yeah, you know, for me, it's so interesting. I remember once in a meditation several years ago. As I'm halfway in the middle the meditation, my hands heat up and this really strong energy starts to shoot off of them. And when I looked at them, they had a blue color from, you know, around them. And I finished up my meditation and I'm like, what on earth is going on with my hands? I didn't have a clue what it was, right? And I called a friend. She's a shaman of some 20 years. And I explained what just happened. She's like, oh, the healing flame just ignited in your hands. And I'm like, oh, okay, cool. And then I started hearing the inside voice saying, lay hands on people. I'm like, huh? What? Okay, if you say so. And I would, you know, I would be out there with people teaching or talking, and I would hear that voice saying, okay, you have to lay hands. And I'm like, no, that's a bit presumptuous, isn't it? And I would have this conversation back and forth, and they'd say, lay hands. And I'm like, no, I don't know. And then I would hear it a third time. I'm like, okay, fine. Everybody, I'm being guided that I have to lay hands on you. I don't know what's going to happen, but something's going to happen.
It's that beautiful surrender that I'm hearing you talk about. That it, and this happens to so many people, like they say, oh, I meditate, I heard the voice, you know, and then don't do anything about it. You say, oh, something happened and you did something about it. That's critical. That's critical in the healing process. It's like, ah, I heard what I need to do. Then you must act upon it like you did at Weege. It's very, very gratifying. At the time, though, wasn't it a little bit confusing? Like you said,
oh,
I'm arguing with it. You know, you say, I don't want to do this. This isn't what I've been taught. And we've been taught not to fully accept who we are.
Trust it, right? Yeah.
Yes, and trust it and use it. I mean, it's so amazing. Children, for example. I worked on this little boy. He had a degenerative bone disease. I can't pronounce it, so that's the best I'll have to do for you. Anyway, it took him a long time to get him out of the car just to get to me. I didn't really know that I'd have gone to his house, you know. But they brought him to me, and the little boy is a child's mind now. He accepted death, but he didn't accept not being able to play sports. Well, I had some conversation with him about being responsible and maybe that he could have the power to heal himself by being completely responsible for his actions. And through some things that I found out, I can't tell a lot of it over the radio here because it's personal to him. But it come to find out, one of the things was that he was made to shoot little animals, and it just tore up his little heart, you know. And so he said, well, that's all I have to do is be responsible. You know, he kind of played around with it. Then he looked at these essential oils and asked me about them. And I said, he says, well, what do you do with those? And I said, well, you put them on, you know, they're essential oils. And I didn't say anything else. He said, well, how do I know which ones to use? And I said, well, just put your hand over there and see what you feel. And he picked out about 9 oils that I couldn't have picked better myself, for bone regeneration, circulation, and oxygenation of the cells. I mean, he just did a brilliant job. But knowing that he was on medication and scheduled for surgery to have his hips replaced, you know, we had to be kind of careful. So we really just kind of put a little on my hands, and I held his feet for a little bit. We talked about him taking responsibility for who he was and how he is the creator of everything that happens in his life. Now, he hasn't been taught a lot by society that these things aren't true. And so he just listened to it. And when he went home, he explained to his mother that he was going to heal himself. His mother, being a good mother, did not condescend him. She said, that is wonderful. I'm so glad to hear that. 10 years later, I was in Oklahoma visiting his aunt and uncle who brought him to me. And I said, you know, they said, would you want to see this young man? And I said, oh, my God, I'd love to see him. He's like 16 now. And he'd never had to have the operation. And I'm looking outside, and there's this big bruiser on the lawn. They said, well, that's him.
Wow.
This is how powerful it is, and this is how you went through this very, very simple way of knowing and understanding, and don't let it get crowded over by people who say, you can't do this or you can't do that. When you hear something and you act upon it, you get results.
Well, so now explain, what do you do, and do you actually heal people?
Well, here's the thing. It's like people generally come to me when they're suffering and pain, and they've given up all hope of any resolution. It's just how it comes. Like, we have a pain in our heart or a pain in our emotions or mentally, And we don't do anything about it until it becomes physical. So we have a physical body, a mental body, emotional body, and a spiritual body. And what happens is when I'm aware that these, you know, pains, they affect people's life. Pain affects your life. It affects your relationships. It affects, you know, affects your job. It affects how your stamina, how much energy you have. Like if your mind is fighting your heart all the time, you're like in a battle all of the time. And it takes all of your energy away. Do I actually heal people? I actually open the door for them to heal by removing all of the limitations that we have learned. These are learned limitations. And allowing the person's true I Am presence to speak. Mm. Now, what's really important in that, too, is then knowing what that voice is. Like some people are kinesthetic, some people are visual, some people hear things. Some people, like I said, kinesthetic, they feel them. So it's important to know how that voice comes to you so you can hear it. Now, once you identify that, you are your own best teacher. You have a God, Goddess, you have a power within you that is connected to everything that exists. It's getting in touch with that. That's the key. When we get in touch with that, we can heal. Does it help that, yes, we're sitting in a higher vibration as you were when your hands ignited? There's a much higher vibration. Higher vibration trumps lower vibration every time. So I know that you work on keeping your vibration high. I work on keeping my vibration high. And this helps to accentuate and to propel this person into a faster healing process.
Mm. Okay, so how do you do that? How do you, what's the process? How do you do that?
Well, I put together an incredible program. I used to just do laying, like you talked about, laying on of hands. And then I realized that people keep coming back because they get, you know, quote, fixed. And then they come back later because they keep doing the same thing over and over again that created the problem in the first place. Mm-hmm. So I realized that I had to put something together that addressed people mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Because I've really come to understand that if you address all four bodies, mental, physical, emotional, and spiritual, and you do that simultaneously, you create what I call a definitive moment. So I designed a program to bring you into that state, to also connect you to your higher self. Now, here's how that state works. Remember, like, when you learned how to ride a bicycle, like a two-wheeler? Mm-hmm. Remember that time? Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hard to forget, isn't it?
Yeah, so true.
Sure.
Now, I remember my tricycle, for that matter.
Yeah. So, you see, one moment you can't do something, and the next you can. And the kicker is, it's forever. And the reason why that happened is because emotionally you had to know why you want to do this. You go, oh, all my friends on bicycles are going down to the store to get candy and I want to go with them. And physically, you've actually got to get on the bike and do it, you know. Mentally, you've got to figure it out. I've got to turn the pedal, I've got to put the brake on, I've got to turn the wheel and keep my balance. And then spiritually, you absolutely have to know that you can do it. Now, when those four things come together, you create what I call a definitive moment. One minute you can't do something, and the next minute you can. And here's the great news. It's forever.
Wow.
It really works. This is so powerful that, and people know about this, but I mean, I became also a certified fire instructor. And I did that because I thought, well, that has something to do with healing. It's got to. I mean, you can't walk on 1,400-degree coals and not burn your feet. Well, the truth is, you can. You just have to understand the basic law of how that happens. Now, once you have that internal knowing, like, i.e., you physically have to walk across the coals, emotionally, you've got to know why you want to do that. Mentally, you've got to kind of go through this little process that says, you know, I've got to totally understand my fear and know how it's operating within me. And then spiritually, you have to know that you can do it. If one of those is missing, you will burn yourself. Now, body in its infinite wisdom, I've had people like get a little blister on one foot. Well, they walked across 8 feet of coals and only one little blister. I mean, like maybe the size, less than half the size of a dime. Mm-hmm. And once they discover what caused that, it disappears.
That's amazing. And so your program takes you through covering all of those layers.
Yes. What we're doing is mentally we go in. The first part of this program, for example, is to discover your voice within. That's the very first place that we start. Now, it comprises of one-on-one sessions with me. It comprises of six modules that I designed, and I put six guided visualizations to each one of those modules so that you have the spiritual understanding, the spiritual knowing of the mental knowledge that's in there. And you have the emotional motivation to get rid of your pain, you see? So it all comes together. Now, then you have a group call, because I want people to create a community. You've got to get around like-minded people. I mean, you notice people that are like sports nuts don't hang out with alcoholics in bars, and people that are in bars don't hang out with sports nuts, you know, or people that hang out in pie stores, you know, whatever our addictions are. I'm not saying one's bad or one's good, but it's just people kind of tend to flock to people who are doing similar things. And so you want to create a community. Your environment is very important. See, this is what happened, what I realized when I was doing laying out of hands, and then people would go back out into the world, and the world would just swallow them back up again. You see, you've got to really have resolve to be around like-minded people, to change what it is that you're doing on a daily basis, to constantly be vigilant about what's going on in your mind, such that it is empowering you and healing you all the time.
All the time.
Yes. And so, as you see, when you, for example, there's a great meditation in the first part, and when you do this meditation, it absolutely ignites you. It lets your light shine inside you. And when that light shines so brightly inside you, it attracts other people, just like what has happened to you in your life, too. You start to shine like that, and people just gravitate towards you. It's just the most extraordinary thing. And that uplifts you emotionally. Yeah, and your emotions then not become a detrimental thing. They become a passion, right? It is that you want to do things and people want to find out what's going on over there, you know?
Yes, indeed.
And physically, you become more healthy. You're sleeping better. You're being nourishing your body, you see, and you have this kind of glow about you. People want to be around that. Your vibration is raising. And spiritually, all of a sudden, you start to become connected. And when this begins to happen, just like with you and your hands, and all of a sudden, the magic begins to begin. It begins to operate in your life to heal. And then what's really neat is, as we go through the program, I think it's about the third module, the fourth module, it's called Healing Yourself. Now, what happens is I take you so far out there in the first one, two modules there, into bypassing your brain's activities and going straight into every cell of your body and into your heart. So your heart has absolutely no questions, and your brain absolutely has no answers. It only has regurgitated stuff that it's learned. But your heart absolutely knows, because it's connected to the infinite. Mm-hmm. It's very important to be focused on that. Get into your heart, get into your healing.
Interesting. So do the people have to see you in person?
No, I do this all over Skype. You see, once you begin to learn how these energies work, there's no time and space. Everybody's kind of heard that. I even heard it for a long time. I really never understood it. But it's just kind of like if you imagine you're thinking of somebody and then they call you on the phone. Kind of happened to us today. I was thinking, boy, I better call Edwige. And the phone rings.
And it's me. Hi,
and it's
Gregory.
You.
Yes, I call that tuned in, tapped in, turned on.
That's right. It's not an accident. And so that happened over a long distance. You're in Nevada right now. I'm in New York.
Mm-hmm.
You see, and we absolutely know. Now, everybody's had experiences like this. Even, I'll give you another one. This is extraordinary. It's like you've all driven places. You've got to your destination, and you're so preoccupied with something else, you don't even remember how you got there, what road you took, how many stoplights there were. You don't even remember the route that you took. That ever happened to you?
Oh, yeah.
But you got there safely, didn't you?
Yes.
But no recollection of seeing anything, hearing anything, smelling anything, tasting anything. None of your senses were of a conscious nature in those moments, and yet they all functioned brilliantly.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's these seemingly unexplained places, but they're not unexplained at all to people like me, to people like you, and to other people that do the sorts of things that we do. It seems it starts to become normal. Now, when we go through this process, and this is where a lot, like what you said earlier, we get a little frightened. So along the fifth module here, we talk about balance. It's like relating all of this into your current reality. And this is where the brilliance of this program works. It's because we're going way out there and getting the knowledge. We're not taking information that has been taught to us. We're going tapping right into the source. We're getting the knowledge, and then we're applying it directly to your life and the current circumstances that you're facing. I can't tell you there's... Yes, I can tell you. it works on everything and anything. It's just that simple. I had one fellow who called me up. He couldn't breathe. And I said, wow, I can't breathe. I said, okay, well, let's get started here. And with some conversation, I found out how his whole life is strangled. He's $3 million in debt. He's got lawsuits all over the place. His parents want to divorce him legally. You know, his daughter won't speak with him, you know. His whole life is all strangled. And in his primary relationship, they're tearing each other apart. Well, when we got done, he was $250,000 to the black. His daughter and he have regular setups for dinner. He had he built a house for him and his parents to move into. He was also a builder. And no more lawsuits. And of course, as I mentioned, he was out of debt. And he called me a couple months later after the program, and he says, you know, you never worked on my lungs. He was also a soccer coach. And I said, really, didn't you tell me you've been playing soccer for the last 2 months, you know? He goes, oh, my God. So these healings happen in many different ways. Everything is related to everything.
Absolutely. And the pain, you know, you talk about the pain. The pain really starts internally, like you said earlier, and then it begins to manifest itself on the physical. So you have to really go within and address it at so many other levels before it will then impact the physical pain.
Yes.
Pretty amazing. Can anybody heal?
I've asked that question a lot. And there's one key factor. The answer is yes, and you must decide that you can. Let me explain that for just a second. It sounds like this. It's like I remember I was working with a woman who was told that she had cancer. And I said, well, when did you decide to create that? And boy, you could have heard a pin drop in China, you know? And everybody just hushed up. And this is kind of an odd question to ask. She says, what do you mean? This is my fault. And I said, I'm not talking about fault, but who else is in there? You see, I'm really aware that everything that occurs in our life, every event, is preceded by a thought. So does that not include your health? And she says, wow, she got thinking about that. Now, there's great power in this. Because if you realize that you created it, then your brain automatically can kick in and say, ah, I know how this happened. And when it does that, then it also says, I know the way back. And then we open those doors and bring you back.
Mm-hmm.
I had one woman who came to me. She had stage 4 cancer, you know, and it was like a breast cancer kind of thing. It was already metastasizing all around her body. And her husband kind of brought her to me reluctantly because this was kind of a while ago, and he was also a carpenter, and he's thinking he's bringing his wife to a carpenter. You know, I was still doing carpentry work while I was in this work. I'm doing this for about 34 years now. And she came in, and I worked with her for about an hour. Then the hospital had sent her home and said, get your stuff in order. You've just got days. And the next week she came again. And the next week she came again, and each week she got stronger and stronger. And then the fourth week she didn't show up. And I thought, oh my gosh, she passed on. You know, nobody called me or anything. And about 3 weeks passed, you know, and I get this phone call. And she says, Greg, how are you? And I said, well, who is this? She says, well, it's Susan. And I said, well, Susan who? She told me. And I said, well, I thought you died. I said, nobody told me. You know, like, what happened? You have to tell me what happened. She said, well, the doctors wouldn't let me go back in the hospital because they had discharged me, she said. But after I went in to go show them what was going on with me, they did an examination, and they said I was almost like 99% in remission. They wouldn't give her 100%, you know. And she said, I called my husband up, and we went on a vacation. And she said, I'm
wow.
sorry, I should have called you, you know.
That's
and
amazing.
She says, yes, she says, I didn't have to have my breasts, you know, removed, which is what they actually wanted to do, but it was kind of too late. And I said, so you're healed, you're well. She goes, that's not all. She goes, I got my life back. I get to cook dinner for my children. I get to clean up after them. How many times we complain about those things to her?
Yeah, she's not in resentment anymore, see? Yeah, yes. Resentment's not a good thing.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I didn't actually pin it as resentment at the time, but boy, that's it, you know.
That's what
so
it was. Yeah.
This program, I'll tell you, it really works because it gets you into your inner voice, gets you how to absolutely recognize that inner voice, then it gets you to balance your internal working so that you're not out of balance working with one of your traits and not the rest of them. You've got to get everything working all at once and then connecting that to your real everyday world. And here's the beautiful, beautiful end result of that. You realize how powerful you are, that you can be heard, respected, that you can be powerful and healthy. And therefore, there's this word that comes up all the time, safe. And that's an incredible thing to be.
Mm.
Now, when this occurs, you also have what's called, people call it self-esteem, but I just call it, this is your true self. You're living outrageously open, completely vulnerable. Now, I use that word on purpose because most people think to be vulnerable is to be weak, like people find your weakness and then prey on you. But I'll tell you, if you think about it, if all of your energy centers are open so that you absolutely perceive what the truth is in front of you with your third eye, you're connected to your higher spiritual self with your crown chakra, you speak the truth with your throat, your heart knows what's pure and honest and serves the highest and best good, your solar plexus know the idea held before your mind is your reason for being there, and your pelvic, you know, your second chakra there absolutely knows your motivation. It's your emotions, what's driving you to get this done. And your base chakra throws out everything that no longer serves you. What is more powerful than that?
Nothing. Yeah.
And this is how we can heal. Most people run around, like, these are just seven of the many, many chakras that we have. I mean, there's 13 that we can talk about quite easily, and there's way beyond that.
Oh, God, I think there's 142, somewhere around there.
Yes,
because we're dealing with the third, fourth, fifth dimensional bodies. You have the main chakras. You have chakras by your ears. You have chakras in your palms. You have chakras below your feet. Can we go on and on? Yes.
This is important to listen to. I mean, because it means that we're so connected. And there's so many things that we just, you know, our brain, it's hard to grasp. It's a good thing we don't have all of this knowledge inside of us. We'd probably implode. But what we can do is connect to it when
connect
we need
it. Connect to it, exactly. And, you know, right here, another wonderful tool is the violet flame, because the violet flame is in every one of those chakras. So that tells how powerful this violet of transmutation is. And so, you know, the ability to be perfected and to have everything in harmony and order is great when you pull in that violet flame and begin to transmute at every and all levels of your existence to bring it back into harmony. Yeah, it's in all of the chakras. Pretty powerful stuff.
You see, and all it takes, just like, see, this is just knowledge. See, what Reed just told you is so incredible. You take that violet flame, for example, you surround it with a beautiful white pillar of light. You put a sphere of light above you, and you realize that the chakras above you are going from your causal to your angelic to your Godhead, and you realize that this is all part of you, and those parts of you are connected to everything that is. It's as though you've just expanded into this giant being that encompasses everything that surrounds you. Could you imagine then how many actual senses you actually have? If you're infinite in this way.
Yeah. Wow. amazing. And the potential, your true potential, just waiting for you to say yes.
Oh, it's so simple. And we, you know, our brain doesn't let us go there. Just say yes. I mean,
Ed
Weeds, it's so brilliant. So now you have your self-esteem. So this is how I work this program, and this is how the results are. I get love emails. It's so fun to open them.
I bet. So now, can this healing happen in one session?
Thank yous. I'm sorry?
Can this healing happen in one session, or is it best to do the whole program?
Well, I would recommend the whole program. Like I said before, we have one session, and miraculous things have happened in one session. Don't get me wrong there. But you've got to actually, what I call it, is a part of this I added into it was what I called my healing foundation. And that's building the building blocks. See, we've been trained to go work hard, to go take care of other people, not to speak highly of yourself, because, of course, that's bragging and egotistical. And those couldn't be farther from the truth. You should say, when somebody says, Dweech, wow, you are a very powerful, beautiful woman, you should say, thank you, I know, is the proper response. You see, it's not, oh, well, gee, I just had my hair done, and make excuses for your beauty or your power. So, oh, yes, thank you, I know. And see, we've
Absolutely.
Been trained just the opposite of what most of these beautiful powers are. So what I say to you, could you do it in one session? Could you eliminate pain? Yes, we can do that. You can get rid of some pain. You can mitigate it. Sometimes you can completely get rid of it. It can happen, and it has many, many times in the past. But like I said, what I noticed was many of those people, not all of them, would come back and say, oh, you remember what you did last time? I say, well, yeah, I do remember. They say, well, do it again. I say, well, didn't I give you these tools to work with? Yes. Did you use them? No. See, you are only person that's with you 24/7, and in order to make something a habit, you've got to go at least 21 days, then it becomes a habit. Now this program lasts 90 days. It's 3 months, and I'll tell you, it's from soup to nuts. It's a complete roadmap. There's nothing left unturned that you'll need to know to get yourself well, to heal, and to stay that way.
So now, okay, and we're talking physical pain. What do you call it?
Get out of pain now. Why not?
Now, absolutely. Or at worst, 90 days.
Yeah. Well, most people.
But, you know, and that in and of itself.
Yeah, go ahead.
Naming it and giving it 90 days, it really goes subconscious of, yes, you know what, because now we're setting ourselves up, right? And we're beginning to reprogram, and we're saying, well, I can get out of pain in 90 days. I can do this now. This is working, because all it's really, it's supporting their own abilities, and it's allowed psyche start to work.
Yes, 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 and yes. It's like, it doesn't happen overnight to sustain wellness. It can, don't get me wrong, but it 9 times out of 10 does not. People find themselves and they're going to the next place, to the next place, and here's how the brain works. And they say, oh, that last one didn't work. You know, well, you didn't do the work.
Totally, and that makes sense. Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's got to be something that builds upon the last, and that's the way this is designed. We start out real basics and then move it into some really high comprehensive things that seem, if you just took each one of them down the line, they would seem extremely complicated and far out. But when you see the process, just like the process of how we are today, you're going to just use a different process to get there. Now, here's the good news. You've been doing what you've been doing since you've been born till now at random. So it's kind of like a computer. When it gets all unfragged, you have to defrag it, you know, because all the information's all over the place. So it takes a long time to gel. That's why it's so hard to forgive yourself. Like, here's something that you could all do that gets rid of a lot of pain immediately. If I could just take a minute and tell you that. But that's, I have a thing I came up with when I was in that depression. And I realized all of a sudden that, geez, I've been just blaming myself for everything. And so I sat in front of the mirror and I looked into my third eye, but I paid attention only to my heart. And I just said 3 words, I forgive myself. And I found my left hand over my heart. And I didn't plan all that, it just kind of happened. And I said that, I sat in front of the mirror and did that for a long time. And then I turned it into, I love myself. So I made it into a program where you just sit in front of the mirror, but you look into your third eye and you only pay attention with all of your attention, with all of your might, with all your ability to your heart. And then you say, I forgive myself for 30 minutes. Now you commit to this. And then you say, and I love myself for the next 30 minutes. So it's, I forgive myself 30 minutes. I love myself 30 minutes. A whole while you keep fixed on your third eye. You're going to see things in that mirror. And don't worry, they're just thought forms. They can't harm you or hurt you, but they can certainly make you feel good as well. But I will tell you, it'll change your life. Things that you've been blaming yourselves for,
wow,
you'll no longer have to blame yourself. Like I started to say earlier about, you decided to create this. You know, when did you decide to create this? So if everything in our lives is preceded by a thought, then why did I create cancer? That begs that question. Or why did I create lupus? Or why did I create a bad sinus or horrible relationships or whatever it is that's causing you pain in your life or poverty? That's a painful thing to be living with. You say, whatever it is, something's there. And you say, I'm blaming myself for something. And that's why forgiveness is so important. You see, once you forgive that, you can possibly let go of something without even knowing what it is by allowing yourself to forgive yourself from the time you were born to this very moment. And I mean everything. You forgive the sights, the sounds, the places, the things. You forgive the words. You forgive what everybody said. You forgive the breath going in and out of your body, the air that you're breathing, the ground that you're standing on. And you forgive all of the planets and the entire universe unconditionally. Because you can't remember all those little fights since you were born, you know. So why try? And this is a good thing about this.
Wow.
Is you don't have to go into the past and try to release a whole bunch of stuff here. We just get rid of it all at once and then start dealing with the present and the future.
Absolutely. So now, can this address diseases or emotional problems as well?
Absolutely. I worked with many, many people who had, for example, what they called incurable terminal diseases, and they don't have them anymore. Now, some people prolong their life for quite some time. Like I remember one woman, it was like 9 years she went, and then she did, she actually didn't stay with it, you know, but she did then pass on. But she got 9 more very, very good and fruitful years out of her life. And so, yes, you can. Supposedly incurable diseases, all the way down to simple sinuses. I call it simple.
So
not
let
simple
me ask
people
you
that
this.
Have them.
Nothing simple. Yeah, I used to have sinus issues. Not anymore, but yeah. Yeah. Middle of them, there's nothing simple about it.
No.
That's for sure. That's for sure. What if the person doesn't want to heal? So do you get people, I mean, honestly, do you get people who are just skeptical and they don't really want to heal and they are using it as a badge? Do you get
Absolutely.
Anyone like that?
See, we have, I call that negative addiction. See, like people will sit there and argue about their limitations. Well, I don't believe that it can't happen. This can't be possible. I said, what are you arguing for? So you're arguing for your limitations. You're arguing for your illness. They don't even realize that they're doing it. Now, if a person doesn't finally say, I get it, I created this, then their healing process is going to be quite slow. It's going to take a lot longer. There's a funny saying we have about that. Say, how long is it going to take? I say, as long as you say. So if you say, I want to get this done quickly, it is possible. Now, there's conditions. I mean, if you've got different kinds of pain. There's different levels of illness. You know, if you've got something chronic over years and years and years, it may take a bit of doing, you know, to get that undone. But if you have something acute or something that's just beginning to show up in your life, I would say get to it before it turns physical. And that makes the process a bit easier because the physical body is the densest of all the bodies, the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual, you see. And so the physical body is the densest, so it responds the slowest. But when all those bodies line up, when you're in complete, pure alignment, which is what this whole program is designed to get you to do, that's why I call it the healing foundations. You set this foundation in place. So if you stray off the mark, You have this foundation to fall back onto. Once you do that, then you've always got the tool to bring yourself back. And that's the key. Because right now, the people play out there, they play games like, ain't it awful? Isn't that always the way it is? Oh, yeah, I always do that. I always trip when I walk out to the sidewalk. Mm-hmm. Why would you say that? So you're programming yourself to become ill. So what we're doing
Absolutely.
Is now saturating you completely and reprogramming you to help.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned oils earlier. How mm-hmm. important are these oils that you use for your program?
Well, I actually, they've worked so well. I've been using essential oils for over 14 or 15 years now. It's probably longer than that. I never like to admit all that stuff because I think I'm getting younger every day, you know. But it's what I wake up in the morning and I say, thank you, God, for making me younger. It seems to work, so...
You know what? But I do the same thing. I see myself youthful, and I tell you, every day I look in the mirror, and I'm like, wow, okay, cool, because my face is firmer and brighter and glowing, and it's like pretty awesome
happens.
Stuff.
It is. It's just amazing, and it's so, listen how you giggle. It's fun, you know? I would say anything. I mean, the oils are natural. I mean, this is what I really liked about them. And you get a high-grade oil. It's called therapeutic-grade oils. When you get those kind of high-grade oils, it's like they have the same chemical constituents, the base chemical constituents, as our bodies do, which means that for all intents and purposes, there are no side effects because there are no free radicals being created by the natural oils. So we're in synthetic medicines that are designed, and they're not bad or good, I'm not saying. I mean, holistic medicine is everything. Sometimes you've got to dial 911. A lot of holistic approaches take a little bit longer because they're just a bit gentler on the body, meaning they don't have side effects. A side effect, as I understand it, is when you have synthetic medicines that have free radicals, that all of the chemical constituents aren't complete in and of themselves, and they attach to some of those attach to other parts of the body, and that's what causes side effects. But the oils themselves, well, they highly oxygenate the body. There's a lot of them that have been tested to be antifungal, antimicrobial, all the anti-brothers. I mean, they're all there, anti-carcinogenic. Like lavender has that quality. Lavender is brilliant for burns. There's a lot of great stories about that and how it was actually discovered. I can't remember the French fellow's name, Gadafoss, I think. Oh, he had gotten in a chemical lab accident, and he burned his arm badly, and he soaked it in lavender, and it healed very, very quickly, whereas before he might have had to have skin grafts. So are they important? I would say whatever you can do natural foods, natural oils, I think they're extremely important.
Well, we're running out of time, so let's give out all of your contact information, please.
Okay, so to contact me, you can email me at greg@gregjoseph.com. And that's Greg, G-R-E-G, at gregjoseph.com is my email. I go to my website, which is www.gregjoseph.com. I kind of made this as simple as I could. Okay. Now, when you go to gregjoseph.com, you can go down to a page there where it says a free complimentary session. And there's a phone number there, and I told with a reach here, I'm going to give a complimentary sessions to the first, five, but maybe I'll say the first eight people that call, I'll give a complimentary one-hour session. It's called a breakthrough and strategy session, breaking through your pain. Okay, finding out what's holding you back, giving you direction, helping you to get focused, and actually through the process, there's a lot of illumination happening. You'll just become enlightened as to how and why you're thinking the way you do, creating what you're doing. And there's a phone number there you can reach me at. It's 315-400-1715. I'll say it again. It's 315-400-1715. And that'll get you into my system, and then I would be calling you back and setting up an appointment with you. So we've got www.gregjoseph.com or my email, greg@gregjoseph.com or the phone 315-417-1715. And for this first eight people that call in from Edwige's show here, I will do a complimentary breakthrough session. Takes about 1 hour.
Okay, so to everyone, mention affirmations for living when calling and you will get a complimentary breakthrough session.
Yes.
This has been Affirmations for Living. I want to thank you, Gregory. What a one today. Thank you so much for taking the time out.
I appreciate being here, Edwige.
Thank you, everyone. Thank you. Talk to you soon.
God
and
bless.
So that's Affirmations for Living, everyone. I want to thank you. Be blessed. Till next time.
You've been listening to Affirmations for Living with Edwige. Join us again next week, Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on the BBS Radio Network and visit my Facebook page, download my app, Awakened, and visit my website, affirmationsforliving.net. And remember, be the change that you want to see. Until next time, this is Reverend Dr. Edwige. Namaste.